Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Laura. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. What's going on?
This is Big Ideas Small Business.
Big Ideas Small Business.
Halloween edition. That's right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. So, I've got this, like, monkey here, and I've got, you know, some of these little robot toys. You know, I got these at some conferences.
Right.
I don't even know. I think these are oil and gas conferences, and this I got at a marketing conference. He's like a little monkey with, like, slingshot fingers, and you can, like, fling him across the room. He's kind of fun. You know, and then that beach ball, the emoji beach ball, I got that at a marketing conference. That was, like, tucked into this little promotional bag that they gave us.
Sure.
So,
so these are all, and you know, sunnies. These are sunglasses. Promotional items, right, that businesses hand out. Some are good, some are bad.
I guess I don't need to be the devil anymore. Oh. I mean, it's kind of fun, though, but...
It is. Halloween. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So businesses hand out promotional items. Some are good, some are bad, some are strategic, and, mm-hmm. and we'll walk you through, I guess, some of the things that we've done in our career, some of the things we've seen, some tips mm-hmm. and ideas for promotional items for your business.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of promotional items in my day, and especially being a marketing person, you know, I pay a lot of attention to what people are giving away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my digital marketing... you know, I help my clients to give away free, like, information to their prospects and clients, and, you know, free reports and free white papers and free, checklists and, you know, things to help them run their businesses more quickly or better. But, you know, when it comes to live events and live interactions with people, I think that there's a whole new other level of, you know, thinking about what's appropriate and what are people going to keep. Because, you know, it's like these things are cool and all. And yeah, I've kept them because they're kind of funny and cute. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think a lot of people would probably throw stuff like this away, or they'd keep it for a little while and throw it away.
Right.
Because, I mean, especially when you're going to, if you go to a lot of conferences, it's like you end up with this kind of stuff and it just ends up being crap. And, you know, and then after a while, you probably just stop picking it up at all because you're like, oh, you know, another pair of sunglasses, like I've already got 20.
Right.
And, you know, you don't need 20 pairs of sunglasses. So, you know... Depending on your business, I think there's, you know, appropriate levels of cost, like what are you going to spend, and then what is your intention for the item? Like, are you intending for somebody to keep it and hang, you know, keep it around, wear it? Is it just for the convention day? Like, I've seen some really cool booths. I saw one time, you know, the objective of the promotional item was just to get people to come by the booth. And the thing they did was margaritas in blinking margarita glasses.
That's it.
And it mm-hmm. was awesome because anywhere somebody went with a blinking margarita glass with a margarita in it, everybody was like,
Where did you get that? Right, right.
And so they had this, like, massive influx of traffic to their booth. And, right. you know, that was really cool.
That brings up a good point. So you want to draw attention at the trade show that you're at, right? That's almost, mm-hmm. you know, you want to stand out. And as a small business, sometimes you don't have the budget. So let's just kind of look at the basics. You need to have a tablecloth. You need to have... a pop-up banner, and just one word of advice, don't get the cheapest pop-up banner. I swear to you, spend a little bit of extra cash. You don't have to go high-end, but at least be in that middle range yeah. of quality for a pop-up banner.
I think mine was only like something like $200 or something, and it was really nice.
And one other thing about pop-up banners, or really any promotional items, your promotional company that provides them have design services. So don't feel like you have to go out and design it. You can put it on them to create that for you, and usually it's at no cost or very little cost.
Or you can always go on like Fiverr or Upwork or Freelancer.com, one of those websites, and look for a graphic designer and hire them to design your graphic, whatever it's going to be.
Exactly. So it's all on those same lines. You need to have most likely some type of collateral, right, that supports your products. And like Laura said, that's a great place if you don't have any design capabilities, or if you just don't want to spend the time, because it can be time consuming, outsource that to one of those places.
And the other thing is, you want, you know, if you're going to do a promotional banner, you want to really think about, you know, what are you saying? What does your market care about in a very quick way?
Right.
Like what kind of information can they get very quickly from you on that banner without it being cluttered? You don't want a lot of text because, you know, it's a banner. It's not like a brochure. So
yeah, it's more of a grab attention.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, I'm over here. Look at me. This is something you really need to see, and draw them to your booth, and then you can hand them the collateral. You know, you talked about, I love the flashy margarita glasses. I love it too, because that's a fairly inexpensive investment, right? Mm-hmm. But another thing that I've done, which is kind of neat, but very inexpensive, is to have big, bright, reusable grocery bags, like tote bags, neon green or something with your that really stands out.
Yeah.
And I've handed those out at an event because everybody else is handing out all this crap.
Yeah.
And they need a place to put it all. And the neat part is, by the end of the event, you look around and you just see your neon bags everywhere. So, you know, think about that kind of brand awareness you can generate at these events. Right?
I actually went to a marketing conference, I don't know, I guess it was over the summer, and I'm like approaching the convention center, coming in from my hotel, wherever it was, and like I see these people on the street dressed like zombies, and they were just like, this is like appropriate for Halloween, Facebook Live.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking like, oh my God, what are these people doing on the street, like dressed like zombies? And like, I was kind of like, oh my God, like get away. And then I realized they were part of the convention. They were like exhibitors,
right?
And they were handing out, their company was called Ad Zombies, and they were handing out like a bag with their kind of promotional brochures in it, and that's all they were doing. But it freaked me out. I was like, oh my God. But I never forgot who those people were. Like, I actually have used them since then. I like checked them out. I was like, who are these guys? This is really creative.
Isn't that neat? Yeah. So creativity points can go a long way as far as staying top of mind with the people that are attending that trade show or attending your events.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I think the other thing I've seen people do that works really well is, if you're going to some sort of a conference that is going to have sort of a general public, or that it's likely to have a lot of people stopping by who maybe aren't, you know, direct prospects, that, you know, to have something like, you know, just sunglasses that people can pick up that have your brand name on them. But then maybe to have something you keep behind the the welcome table, that, you know, if people do come into your booth who are, you know, like warm leads, prospective customers, you're actually talking to them about doing business with them in some respect, that you have some sort of a nicer item behind the welcome table that, you know, is just like a little thank you, like, oh, we really appreciate you. Here's a little something, you know, awesome. Like I've seen people do thumb drives or some sort of,
yeah, I was going to mention thumb drives. You know, I run an IT company, KnoxServe, and so it's very appropriate for us to have thumb drives because we share free software, we share different things. We're always, you know, needing thumb drives for various reasons. So that's it's important to find, if you can, things that align closely to your industry.
Yes.
Have a meaningful use in your industry. So that's a good example of that.
Yeah. And even I've seen consulting businesses or coaching businesses that do, I've seen, you know, just a little like silver pencil case, not pencil case, but, you know, like a little silver tin that looks like it could hold pencils. And then inside they put, you know, some promotional materials like little brochures or bookmarks or coupons for their next event or something, and then they tie a little ribbon around it. So that makes it, you know, it's information, but it looks like a little gift and it's pretty and
it's a call to action pick it up too. Yeah. If they have, you know, leading into your next event.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a good point too. You can also bundle, I guess, mm-hmm. promotional yeah. items, tie in a call to action like that. Yeah. It's good.
And like, you know, doing the little bags that you can put your brochures in. I've seen people before load the thumb drives with some files about their business, but I'm not really sure, you know, I mean, because I'm not sure how often people actually would go in there and open those up.
So. I didn't find that to be effective when people would hand me that. I'd usually erase
you
the
just
files.
Just like erase the and files and use the thumb drive.
Yeah. So
I think, you know, handing it out maybe as a little package with some brochures or coupons or bookmarks or mm-hmm. something about your business might work.
So that's at the trade show level. We talked a little bit about more on the, you know, maybe one-to-one, you know, if you're going to give it to, maybe it's an existing client or somebody who's just about to be a client. Mm-hmm. A couple of things come to mind for me, like shirts, right? Mm-hmm. So in IT, these guys they're not shirt and tie guys, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're golf shirts. So I like mm-hmm. to provide branded golf shirts, branded fishing shirts is another mm-hmm. kind of interesting one you don't see as much of. And one of my strategies there, and you can disagree with me, I like to attach it to a quality brand, Nike, mm-hmm. Under Armour. Yeah. I just think it's important that you leverage the brand equity of those, and it's really one of the
Just to like show that you're giving something of quality.
Exactly, and that's the idea. If you're especially as a service providers, you know, it creates that image of, you know, they provide things of quality.
Yeah,
and I truly believe that
instead of like, oh, we provided you a free like cheap shirt.
right.
You
exactly.
know, that you're going to stuff in your drawer and never wear.
And I see, and shirts is big. I see that as, or hats or whatever mm-hmm. it may be, as just sort of walking billboards for your business, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing that we talked a little bit about is that wow box, using it as a tool to try to mm-hmm. either book a meeting or hold a meeting.
Yeah.
And two things I've seen there. One is you kind of bundled together some quality items. Maybe it's a Yeti mug that mm-hmm. with your brand on it, stuffed with something, you know, some other additional items, thumb drives and mm-hmm. candy or whatever it is. And you get it to them a day before the meeting mm-hmm. to help hold that meeting. So they're kind of thinking of you. And sometimes these executives, if you're meeting with a decision maker, get really busy.
Yeah.
And let's scratch that vendor off the calendar. This helps your odds of keeping that meeting.
Yeah, they feel bad because you just gave them something nice.
Right. Sure. Guilt them into keeping that meeting. And then the other one that I've seen is a little interesting, where you drop off either like a remote control Ferrari or car or a remote control helicopter. This is funded by one of my suppliers, right? So I'm not shelling this money out. And then you have remotes that go with those cars, and you're basically like, hey, if you want to get the remote for this thing, if your kid, 10-year-old wants to play with it, well, you got to get the meeting with me, right?
Sounds like bribery.
Yeah, I never loved that one. In fact, my favorite part was that a few of them would always fall off the truck, and I would get to take them home and play with them. I still have the Ferrari and helicopter, and actually the helicopter was something I would fly at trade shows to just try to draw some attention to me. It's cool until you accidentally dive bomb people. So.
Well, speaking of trade shows, I've seen another cool thing done with giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving away, if you're having a booth, something, you know, giving away something of very high perceived value and doing a card drop and, you know, doing a drawing, you know, maybe it's a 2-day conference and you do the drawing at lunchtime on day two and, you know, make sure that the person is available for a phone call, give them a call and let them know that they won.
Right.
Then make sure that you get a picture with them receiving the prize and put it up on your social media, send it out in your email.
Great point.
And then, you know, you've got the emails of all these people who've stopped by your booth. You know, at Infusionsoft, they'd say, you know, just because they dropped their card doesn't mean that they're happy to have you emailing them all the time, but you could send them an email and just say, you know, here's who won. Thanks so much for stopping by our booth. Give us a call if we can help you with anything. And you could then, you know, give them a personal phone call and thank them in person, you know, live call. I did a Facebook Live earlier today talking about how, you know, nothing can replace human interaction, and receiving a live call is a lot more impactful than an email or a text message or some sort of impersonal contact. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that work really well. I had a company I did that with. They were a geoscience consulting company, mm-hmm. and we did fossil giveaways at all their shows, and gave away some really beautiful, like, very attractive, showy fossils that people, it was a geology conference, so, you know, the geologists coming by were like, oh, wow, that's like a really cool thing. And, so it was a big draw and very popular.
I was going to ask you, so what's, you know, sort of wrapping up a little bit, what's been like the coolest one that you've ever seen and stuck with you?
Like a giveaway?
Just a promotional item in general.
Well, I must say, like, the flashing margarita glasses, I think, was probably the most creative thing I've ever seen, and it worked really super well.
So you still use this flashy margarita glass?
Yeah, I really like that. I actually collected them up from a bunch of people and took them home because I thought they were so cool.
Cool.
But, I've seen, in terms of giveaways, I've seen people give away like nice bottles of whiskey or tickets to something like very attractive, like football game or something that people would really want to go to, or
iPads,
but it seems like iPads are a little overdone now, but still it's like Apple everybody Watch. Still wants an iPad or an Apple Watch.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that kind
but
of
it's
stuff.
Not unique. Like, giving away an iPad doesn't say anything about your business unless you're an IT business maybe, but
one of my favorites, and I just thought of this now, was, you know, this device, the Tile that you can put on your keys, or if you lose your, you can really attach to anything that this keychain will fit onto, and you brand it. So up top is the brand of the company. Uh-huh. I think it's like $20, maybe $1 to brand it, and it's useful, right? And they also have inserts for your wallet, but this one at least is out. You always got your brand flashing there.
So is that like in case you lose your keys, you can track them down?
With your phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you don't have this, and I have a 2-year-old.
I could probably use that.
Everybody who has a 2-year-old needs this.
Yeah. I have a roommate who like occasionally runs off with my keys. I'm like, where are my keys?
And it works both ways, by the way, too. So if you have your keys but you don't have your phone, you can also activate your phone through this device. Hmm. But isn't that neat? I mean, that's a $20 investment, but wow, people will use it, and then it'll be like,
that
wow.
Be
That's
something
really
cool, like one of those things you keep behind the welcome desk for like really
for
good customers.
Oh, you're an actual client. All right, you put down the sunglasses and pull out the Tile.
Yeah,
very good.
Cool.
Well, good stuff. Well, along the lines of promotional items, we're going to move into some Tech for Granted.
Tech for Granted.
And now, Tech for Granted, a moment of appreciation for technology in business.
So I want to talk about send out cards today. I don't know if any of you have heard of send out cards. They're a relationship tool. That's what they call themselves. And basically, you can send a card using send out cards from your phone or your computer without ever actually seeing or touching the paper card. You choose the design, you choose what you write inside. You can even upload your personal handwriting. You can put branding on the back, or, you know, leave the back blank, whatever you want to do. And then when you're ready to send the card, you can also choose a promotional item. And granted, the items don't have your logo or branding on them. But, if you're sending, maybe you're sending a thank you card to a client you just did a big deal with, you can send them a nice gift just, you know, straight from your phone. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got all kinds of things, even starting with, like, I think for $6, you can get a little box with 2 very, very delicious chocolate brownies. Do not order those brownies. You will just... all you'll do is order brownies after that. They're so good. I use it personally. Even I send my Christmas cards through it. If I, you know, I had a very close family friend overseas, had a baby, and I sent them a congratulations card and sent them a little baby gift straight from send out cards. I didn't even have to, you know, go shopping or anything. I just looked in their online catalog, picked something out, and mailed it out. But for clients, you know, it's really good because it makes it really easy. Like, say you're a real estate agent or something and you just closed on a house with a family, you can immediately send them a thank you card, send them a gift. And, you know, it just makes a really big impact. It's the wow factor. Like, oh, wow, like they really went above and beyond. They really cared. You know, so I think it's just a great tool to use in your business.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, whenever I have meetings, I try to oversend out thank you cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try if I'm on the fence, I'm going to send one out. And I handwrite them now. But
send out cards.
has absolutely thought of that. I love the fact that you can move it over into the holidays. You can use it personally. You can use it for thank you cards for your business. You can use it for, you know, you can also, it's a subscription based, or can be, you know, but the model really is a subscription based, where every month you've got a certain amount of points that you can use.
It's like, I think it's like $30 a month or something, and you get 100 points, which is actually a lot of points. Like, if you know, if you're not using it like every single day, you should be fine.
So you know, you've already got those points in your stockpile. If you don't use them, they carry over, and you can use those to buy brownies or different sort of promotional items like we were talking about earlier, or you can use them to send out cards. The app is really, really slick, really good. You haven't completely convinced me yet to automate this, but as soon as I'm out of my thank you cards, I'm going to think long and hard and really consider send out cards. So
yeah,
it's a good product. It really is.
Speaking of sending cards too, and being that we're kind of going into the holidays, I don't know. I was in touch with a lady at one point and she had a really great idea. I can't even remember her name now, but she recommended sending Thanksgiving cards rather than Christmas or holiday cards, because by the time you get into the holidays, by the time it's Christmas time, holiday time, people are just getting cards left and right, and you know, your card just goes into the pile of everybody else's cards.
Right.
And, you know, getting one around Thanksgiving time not only is like a non-denominational holiday, but also your card is unique. It's not like just getting thrown into a pile of other Christmas cards. So it just helps you stand out a little. I thought that was a really cool idea.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a good topic real quick, is the Christmas cards. One thing that I did, or I've done in the past, is, you know, I've decided, you know, kind of a naughty and nice list, right, of all the clients. And there's some that have been nicer to your business than others. And you've got, so I used to tier the gifts. We give out holiday baskets. And the holiday baskets would be a nice blend of branded type stuff and as well as, you know, candy and sort of nice gifts that you'd mix in there. And the idea is that it kind of, and early, by the way, so as soon as Thanksgiving's over, it's like, all right, we need to assembly line these baskets. And because you want to be the first one in the office, and you want it to sit in that break room, and people are just pulling from it for the next couple of days with your brand on it, right?
Yeah.
So that was a little strategy that I used, because you, like you said, otherwise you're just going to get put in the stack with everybody else's Christmas cards. You know, how do you stand out? One is get in early, and two is to have branding. Three is to make it more communal. Communal. Yeah, that's a fair word. But Thanksgiving card, that's a good idea too. I like that. You know, you're ahead of the pack, even further ahead. So,
I mean, you could even do Halloween cards, but you know, you'll have to wait for that one till next year. But
yeah,
that could be a cool idea.
Yeah, my friends over at Design at Work here in Houston, they sent out their little baby picture. They have this baby branding, and they're basically, Happy Halloween. Can you find the differences between the two pictures? You know, that game.
Oh yeah.
And I stopped and played. So, but it was the only, as far as I can remember, only Halloween thing I got. So
cool.
Well, and we have a book.
We do.
Some thought leadership.
It's time for Thought Leadership, examining the informed opinion of field experts.
We have a cool book for anyone with a business.
I have a business.
I have a business too.
So what am I reading?
It's called Business Plans That Work. And the sequel is Business Plans That Don't Work.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a lot of those. I think there's more. There might be more of those than what.
No, he's only got business plans that work. And it's a guide for small businesses. It's by Jeffrey A. Timmons, Andrew Zacharakis, and Stephen Spinelli. And I actually got this book during my Rice MBA. It was recommended by one of my entrepreneurship professors. Mm-hmm. And I think this is actually the older version. I think there's a updated version. You can get it on Kindle or Amazon. And it says, business plans that work details a strategic step-by-step approach to creating, adapting, and writing a solid but flexible business plan that will sell your idea and help you make it a reality. Whatever stage you are at in the growth of your business, this no-nonsense guidebook will show you how to determine what to include in each plan, why, and for whom, recognize and avoid common pitfalls in creating a business plan, and use the proven Timmons model to analyze potential opportunities. Mm. I forget what the Timmons model is, but...
Well, you know, I'll say this, that even Laura and I, who've already established our businesses, I'm about to go through another phase of writing my business plan. It's important that you have it up to date, whether you're looking at doing any sort of... If you're bringing on investors, you're doing any mergers, acquisitions, or you just want to kind of, you know, the world changes, yeah. Your business changes, and, you know, the misconception is you just use business plans for seed funding to get started. Yeah. Not the case. You need to be revisiting it, understanding how you're tracking, and adjusting it, and potentially completely rewriting it, which is I'm going through that process right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think this book is just really cool because it's got, you know, it's got, like, things diagrammed out, and it's got, you know, examples in here. It has, you know, what you need to think about, you know, what different parties who are going to have interest in your business, you know, what they are going to want to see and how to present it. You know, like Brian said, a business plan is not just if you're seeking investment, but, you know, also having a plan for yourself so that you know, like, okay, am I meeting my objectives? Am I, you know, am I where I wanted to be? And, you know, if you don't have a plan, you don't know if you're sticking to the plan or not. So,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, everybody's got a business idea or two or three. Ideas are easy, business plans can be more challenging. So have a, you know, this might be a great read to get your bearings straight and get you motivated to bring your idea to planning phase and your planning phase into a real business. Mm-hmm. So that sounds good to me. Any other closing thoughts?
Well, just want to wish everybody a safe and happy Halloween and, you know, be careful out there. It's been raining a little in Houston, so stay dry. And
hopefully it's raining home runs in L.A.
From the Houston Astros.
So game six tonight, Verlander on the mound. Everybody in Houston's picking their spots to go watch
the game. Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting World Series for us. For us,
so it was a late Sunday, early Monday watching game five, which is just one of the best baseball games you'll ever see.
Crazy.
So they've got a lot of support here in Houston. I've got chills just thinking about it, that they might actually bring home their first World Series.
They are going to bring home the World Series. Hopefully
it's tonight. But until then, everybody have a great Halloween. And this is Big Ideas Small Business. Now go close some business.
All right. Bye. Central
Texas rain's the strongest drink I've found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media. And visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.